You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, January 16th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
It's Thursday. Got some random facts for you today. Random.
Random fact Thursday.
Yeah. How about this one? Less than 15% of men in the United States are over 6 feet tall. Less than 15%. I did not
really?
Know that. I would have thought there would have been more guys taller than that. That means 85% of all men are under 6 feet tall. That still
really?
Makes it. That still makes it an oddity. It's not like me. I'm 6'3", so, you know. In my dreams. The first book ever sold on Amazon was a book, get this, about artificial intelligence called
Shapers.
Fluid Concepts and Creative Analogies. Someone bought it in July of 1995. It's been that long. Barney the Dinosaur. Remember Barney, right?
I do.
Purple thing. I love you. Was originally going to be a talking blanket. Then a teddy bear that came to life, but eventually he became a dinosaur. And I think the teddy bear that came to life thing, memory serves, about the time Barney was getting popular, there was a little animatronic teddy bear Teddy Ruxpin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's time for the Who Cares News. That's
okay.
What we're here to deliver today. By golly, let's deliver it.
A few months ago, we heard that there was a Friends reunion special in the works with the entire cast.
Yeah, right.
It was going to air on the upcoming HBO Max service.
Yeah. Yeah,
another
which
thing
made
you
sense because they took Friends off of Netflix to run on HBO Max.
Yes. So Jennifer Aniston,
yeah,
she even teased, you know, something's in the works.
Yeah.
When she was on Ellen. And her first ever Instagram was a current photo of the six of them together.
Yeah.
And so you think it's a done deal, right?
Right. No.
Well, not so fast.
No. What's going on?
In fact, it might not happen after all.
No, don't tell. Oh, God. Be still our hearts.
Really? Well, Deadline.com says negotiations have come to a standstill.
Oh, man.
And as you can imagine, why?
Not like these guys. They should do it for free.
Right?
They make like $20 million a year off of the reruns.
Uh-huh.
I will say this. You think about it for a minute. It's been 20 years.
Uh-huh.
What could we possibly want to see from these six characters 20 years later? Because chances are they're all broke up. Maybe Phoebe and Joey are together. Who cares about that?
No.
You know, Monica and Chandler broke up. They raised their kids. Their kids are in college. And now they're thinking of redating. I don't know. We saw Matthew Perry on The Odd Couple. I mean, I don't think that Monica's character would take that Matthew Perry in, right? Just too scruffy. Too scruffy. And Ross and Rachel could be on a break again. It could be a 20-year break. Who knows? Maybe Ross got married again.
Maybe.
They left that show perfect. Next, you're going to tell me that she and Brad Pitt are not getting back together in real life.
They're not?
What? You know, I read Us Weekly at the grocery store the other day. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. So that's still
he's
it's
proposed.
Still news, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, he's proposed now.
Yeah, he's proposed. And,
oh, my goodness.
I don't know what he's proposed, but that's what it says. Brad proposes. I don't know if he proposes that they join a book club together or what. I don't know. No reason to buy HBO Max, I guess, unless you want to see reruns of Friends. Because what else do they got?
Well, I mean, we all have reruns of Friends.
Yeah.
Not we all been.
I know, but you're they're taking it off every place else. But now we're going to be forced, if we want to watch Friends, we're either going to be forced to go buy the DVD set from Amazon. You know, who's going to sell that? Amazon's going to sell that. Or we're going to have to buy this
Nick at Night
over the top service. I think they're going to take it off. No, this is what this is all about. This is what they're ganging up. These studios are ganging up on
Dang.
Us with their Plus and their Max service.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to take all of their content, because content is king,
uh-huh.
And they're going to yank it off of all of the syndication, all
Jeez.
Of the other networks, all the other over-the-tops like Netflix and Sling, and they're going to keep it for themselves and make us, they're holding it ransom. They're making us pay them. By the time we end up paying all the studios, we will have spent more money than if we would have paid it all to Time Warner Cable.
That's true.
In a monthly thing. I'm already there. At my house, I'm already there.
Daniel Craig.
Yes, Daniel Craig.
We're going to move on so we can end your rant.
Yeah. James Bond, 007. Bum, bum, ba da da da. No,
he's going to turn in his license to kill and his exploding wristwatch with a conspicuous corporate sponsor.
Well, yeah, there's that, right?
So,
got a close-up of the watch dial there. Make sure that brand shows up really good.
You know, Daniel Craig, like Harrison Ford, it's like, kill me off. I don't want to do this anymore. You wouldn't be where you are without this. Crap.
They don't have a problem cashing the checks.
They do not.
You know
not.
What? They don't have a problem cashing
nope,
the checks.
Nope, they don't.
I rest my case.
So, anyway. Everyone wonders, who's the next 007?
Yeah.
So, Barbara Broccoli.
Because they say it might be a chick.
I would turn in my...
Jane Bond.
No.
I've heard that.
No.
Well, and I've heard in this movie, he's actually replaced by a chick temporarily because he's retired. Spoiler alert. That was already out in the news.
Okay.
That was already out in the news.
All right. So, Barbara Broccoli, who's the producer of the Bond movies, says that the new Bond can be of any color, but... He is male.
He is male. Okay, good. Barbara, we're on that. Okay, right on. Because I think that's...
Ian Fleming wrote the book about James Bond. This is James Bond.
James Bond is kind of
a cad.
It's
a guy.
Yeah, he's a womanizing cad. You know, he's a suave.
And I'm sorry. I want my James Bond to be a man.
He needs to be a James.
I just do.
He does need to be
a James.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Period.
All right. Good for Barbara. I hope her heirs feel the same way. Because, I mean, this is going to go on for another 100 years. This is the longest film franchise in the history of film, is James Bond.
You know, probably about, maybe a week ago, I thought, I need to watch some James Bond.
Yeah.
And I just want to sit down and just watch
binge.
A bunch of James. Yes.
We're in this binge mode now. Got to find time.
So Barbara and her half-brother, Michael Wilson, they inherited the cinematic rights from her father, who was the producer. His name was Albert Cubby Broccoli.
Cubby Broccoli. Yep. Cubby.
On why Bond needed to be a man. And so Barbara said, I believe we should be creating new characters for women, strong female characters. I'm not particularly interested in taking a male character and having a woman play it. I think women are far more interesting than that.
That's a good quote, Barbara. I like that. You know who's a Bond girl? Halle Berry is a Bond girl. She was in one of your favorite Bond movies with Pierce Brosnan as Bond. She played Jinx.
I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite Bond movies.
He's one of your favorite Bonds.
Yeah.
You like Pierce Brosnan.
I did. Anyway.
All right, so Daniel Craig, out.
Out.
And another dude in.
Yes.
We'll keep you posted.
I hope they make it a good dude.
They'll make it a good dude. We thought that about Daniel Craig, and then it's like, oh, this guy's fantastic.
I'm sure
they'll get somebody good. All right. That's it for us today. We'll get somebody good for you tomorrow. We promise. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.